Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sawinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Basuti. Today, we are also joined by Katie Harvey, the owner-operator of Harvey's at Hotel Patti. So, Katie and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
So, Katie, we'll start with you. First of all, you are the newest board member on the Perry Chamber of Commerce board. So you are actually filling an open position that was vacated by a previous board member leaving and filling it midterm, so to speak. Talk a little bit about that and how you became involved with it.
I was asked, I guess, late this summer. We kind of talked a little bit, started rolling around the idea. I'd expressed an interest in just integrating more into the community, and I think you get a little bit on an island once you're in your business and you kind of lose sight of everything that's happening. And this is such a special community, and they're so supportive of Harvey's and so supportive of the Hotel Patti that it gives me an opportunity to really kind of dig in with the community and see what I can do, what I can bring, the event experience that I have, you know, my ability to talk someone's face off, but it just gives me an opportunity to kind of have some perspective about really what's happening and what we can do. We're such a cornerstone. We're such an integral part of the community at the hotel. And to be able to have that opportunity to not only just further events with the community at the hotel, but to be a part of just the day-to-day that goes on in the community and just be a part of it.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit more about that community involvement, because the hotel and now the restaurant are such pillars in the community. What do you feel like your role is in the community right now?
Well, I think playing such a visible role, not only at Harvey's, but also at the Hotel Patti, it's very rare that I'm not there. So we're trying to not only further events that bring in the community, but also capture maybe events that were going elsewhere. So maybe not a great experience in the past. We are truly trying to not wash that away completely, but just to offer maybe a different perspective. There is new life and new management there that can bring this to the next level. Example is our farm dinner this Sunday. I'm doing a farm to table dinner, and there are still seats available. It's for up to 200 of our friends and neighbors. And it's kind of a love letter just to local, to a small town and to local ingredients. Pairing with a local brewery, Carroll Brewery, with Templeton Rye and local greens from Raccoon Forks Farms and Birkwood Farms for pork. And it's not fancy. Come in jeans and a t-shirt. I mean, you need to have tickets ahead of time because I need to know how many are coming. But it is casual. It's fun. It's just sitting next to your neighbor and sitting out on Willis and just enjoying a really cool experience.
Absolutely. Now, the weather recently has been a little dodgy. So in the event of rain this Sunday, you do still have plans to have the dinner go regardless.
Oh, absolutely. And as of right now, there is no rain in sight. It's supposed to be a beautiful day on Sunday and warm. But we always have a rain contingency, and it'll be at La Poste. So we absolutely will have still a very cool and fun atmosphere. It'll just be a little bit different if there happens to be rain. But we'll know well in advance.
All right. Now, another event that you have coming up after that, next month, in fact, is Oktoberfest. This sounds like a lot of fun, and talk a little bit about that.
Very fun, very casual. Sumas Court, picnic tables, games, live music, Oktoberfest beers from local Iowa breweries, house-made sausage, house-made pretzels. Very casual, very fun. It's Saturday the 28th. It'll start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll go until the beer runs out.
All right. Any cost to participate in that then?
It's not. You can just pay as you go. If you want to come in and sit at the picnic table and play a game and have a beer, then listen to some live music, come along. We'll be very Oktoberfest style. Once you're there, we'll sell a ticket for a beer or sell a ticket for a pretzel, but casual, fun, just enjoying an early fall.
All right. Well, Katie Harvey with Harvey's and Hotel Patti, and now the Chamber of Commerce Board. Anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, we hear you. We hear the feedback that we get regularly. I hear you. We're working really diligently to tighten up lunch times to get you in and out. And thank you so much for being so brave with my menu and for being so supportive as a town. I'm honored to be on the chamber and honored to be a member of this community. And I look forward to seeing you all at the hotel and at Harvey's.
All right. Well, now we will bring in Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti and talk about a few more upcoming events, starting with the first ever Perry Sip and Shop. What can you tell me about this event?
So that event is happening on Friday, September 27th, 4 to 7 p.m. We have a local merchants group that meets on a regular basis every month, and some of those conversations have led to some more shopping-focused events throughout the year. So we had the extravaganza in the spring, and so this is kind of the opposite of that seasonally, and having some kind of fall event that just brings some attention to shopping local, seeing what's new in these businesses that are here year-round, and having a little bit of fun. So this is sort of an after hours, starting at 4 o'clock, going till 7. A lot of our shops close maybe at 4, 5, 6 o'clock. So staying open a little bit later, there will be free refreshments, keeping it open to sipping rather than any specifics. So it's not a wine walk. It's not a, you know, hot chocolate walk or anything like that. It's going to be varied throughout, and each business can decide what they would like to do. So again, just drawing focus to shopping local and seeing what a lot of our new businesses or established businesses have to offer and getting out and enjoying that event. So that'll be on Friday the 27th, and we'll kind of roll right into the fun things with Oktoberfest. Art on the Prairie helps coordinate Art Harvest Tour that same weekend. So it's kind of just, we're getting into fall. You know, yes, we've gone through the back to school season, but now we're really embracing fall and looking forward to all of the fun things that that brings before we get into the wild holiday season.
Absolutely. Now, an event coming up much quicker than that is next week. It's the final special farmers market of the year. And this one has a special theme of health and wellness. What can you tell me about this last special farmers market and just the last couple farmers markets in general?
So every Thursday from the last Thursday through May through the last Thursday of September, we've had a very successful farmers market season. So we're looking forward to finishing out that very successful season and just going along with what we've been doing this season on the third Thursday of the month, having some kind of themed event where we invite special guests to come down and participate at the market and just kind of bring attention to the markets, encourage people to come down, but then also that platform for those folks to get out and do some community outreach. And so on the third Thursday of September, which is the 19th, next Thursday, we will have Health and Wellness Night. So we had such a great turnout for back to school. We're really excited to have this other event. And there are other health fairs and things like that. So this is a little bit different where we're bringing in the wellness side of things as well. And then just really connecting the dots with the farmers market and the local produce that is available there. So we've already had a number of folks say, yes, of course, they want to be a part of it. We've got Snap Fitness, Raccoon River Valley Bicycle Company, Dallas County Conservation, and a few others that are still figuring out what they want to do. But even like the Perry Food Pantry, Walking School Bus, some other community organizations that would like to be a part of this, plus a lot of the services and departments over at the hospital. So I think it's going to be a really great turnout on that end with some of those guests and hopefully just helping us round out the farmers market season.
Absolutely. Now, another event coming up here in September is something that we've talked about prior to now, but let's remind people a little bit more about it. The Grant Writing 101 workshop is coming up.
Yes, yeah, so that's Tuesday, September 24th, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Town Craft Center. And we are still taking reservations. We have a good handful of folks ready to go for that from all over the place. So it'd be really great to see some more Perry folks coming to that. We are partnering with ISU Extension and Outreach, and we have knowledgeable professional joining us to present that. So anywhere along the lines of grant writing, whether you've never written a grant or you're seasoned and just looking for improvements or looking for new grant opportunities on the local level all the way up to the federal level, there's definitely an opportunity to be in this space and get some feedback directly and work on either looking back at past grant proposals that maybe didn't go over so well or looking forward to things that you're working on moving forward. So really excited to bring this program together in our Better My Business series, recognizing that we have chamber members that are nonprofits, but even there's business grants out there. So just how can you tell your story and say what you need and deliver that in a concise way. And so that's really what this workshop's going to be about for anything and everything grant writing related. I'm so really excited to bring this opportunity to Perry and hopefully better those individuals that are putting themselves out there and looking for funding.
Absolutely. One last thing I want to talk about briefly today is homecoming week for Perry. That is the first week of October, and the chamber is pretty well involved in this celebration.
So the school has a lot of activities going on throughout the week. They've got a full schedule, getting the kids excited about the week. We're really only involved on Wednesday, but just always wanted to show our support for things going on in the community and especially our school district. So homecoming week this year is first week of October, which does include a couple days in September. So Wednesday, October 2nd is the day where kids get out and do their service day. And then in the evening, we will have the parade. So it's a joint effort between the school gathering the kids and getting them excited about participating in the parade. And then from the chamber's perspective, inviting businesses to participate and getting the word out for community members to enjoy the parade. So again, just looking forward to continuing that tradition and elevating school spirit and community pride and supporting the school in everything that they do during homecoming week.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
One last thing along with the grant writing workshop, just to go back to that a little bit, with our hotel motel tax grant that the chamber coordinates through funding from hotel motel tax. We shifted gears this year to have two deadlines. So we had a really successful spring deadline with applications, a new scoring rubric, so that really helped the process. And so we're looking forward to some great applications coming in October. The deadline is the third Wednesday of October, so that would be the 16th. And hopefully this grant writing workshop will help those, again, be able to tell their story and seek funding.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information and for Katie as well.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Katie Harvey and Lindsay Pasuti. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.